All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Jonathan Weisblatt. He is the CEO for Liquid Meta Capital Holdings. And Jonathan, it's good to see you. How are you?
Great to see you, Steve. I'm doing very well.
Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah, tell me a bit about the company. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so Liquid Meta is not a very old company. It was formally launched a little bit more than a year ago. It went public on the NEO Stock Exchange up here in Canada. We trade also in Frankfurt, on the Frankfurt Exchange in Germany. And recently, I'm very happy to report that we got our approval to list on the OTCQB in the US. So now US investors can access the stock. We are the first publicly traded liquidity mining operation, globally speaking. What does that mean? Liquid Meta, essentially, we do two things. We are building technology and tools and software that will really allow traditional financial capital market participants, like my former self, to be able to access this alternative asset known as DeFi or decentralized finance. So we're building a platform that is going to connect investors and yields across DeFi. And then the second thing that we're doing is that we have raised, you know, upwards of $22 million on our RTO financing last December. We use that capital to generate our own yield internally, generate our own revenue and our own cash flow to really support the growth of our technology and our platform. So we're a self-sustaining business for a very early stage startup, which is quite unique.
Yeah. Let's talk about DeFi. Can you sort of explain so people understand what that is and sort of the area you're talking about?
Yeah. So people often use the term DeFi. It's a buzzword. It has been on Wall Street up here in Canada, on Bay Street as well. DeFi stands for decentralized finance. And very simply speaking, decentralized finance means the removal of the third-party intermediary when two or more market participants are transacting in a financial transaction. So let me give you an example. It's you and I sending a wire to one another. It's got to go through your JP Morgan bank account to my Royal Bank account here in Canada. In a decentralized environment, it allows you and I to engage in the same financial transaction with a digital asset, not a US dollar or a Canadian dollar, and it removes the third-party intermediary. It removes the bank. And so what that means is we can do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can do it without the fees that your bank charges you, my bank charges me, so in a much cost-effective manner. And it's a faster, more seamless ecosystem for financial transactions to occur in. The other point of differentiation about DeFi versus TradFi or traditional finance is that it is a permissionless environment for the most part. There are much less reasons for market participants to be KYC'd or go through KYP processes.
So what's the protection then for people who are using that sort of system? Because obviously if it goes through the bank, there is a little level of, and you obviously pay a premium for that, obviously. But so is there protections in there for people that are using it as well?
Yeah, so really what the movement in DeFi has really catered to the unbanked. So it's not a North American phenom that's taking shape. It's catching on here in North America, but really parts of the world like Latin America, Asia Pac, South Asia, where people can't open up bank accounts, this is where they are able to engage in financial transactions just as you or I. And so the market is really starting to evolve and mature, where instead of your traditional KYC practices that we've grown accustomed to here in North America, there are just other mechanisms for, you know, security in DeFi. So there are products now where you can scrub wallets to know, you know, the types of transactions moving back and forth between wallet A and wallet B, who's operating those wallets, the dollar values moving across those wallets. And on certain exchanges, so like traditional exchanges, there are those that are now starting to require more of a KYC process for you and I to engage in a financial transaction.
Okay. Jonathan, tell me how the business model works. How does the company benefit from this?
Yeah. So back to the two components of our business. Let's start with our own balance sheet. So Liquid Meta has capital that it is now deploying across DeFi that generates a yield. We call that APY in DeFi terms. And that yield is our revenue, so to speak. We have company operating overhead. So we have employees, we have some rents, we have typical company expenses. We
Sure.
back that out to generate our cash flow. So that's our own balance sheet. And then we're building a technology platform which will become available for use to the institutional investment community, and we will extract fees from the sale of that product to its end user. So there's going to be two revenue components to our business model.
Okay. And just looking to the future, how do you build that? Is it a lot of word of mouth, or how do you take those next steps? I mean, obviously being an original adopter of it and moving it forward here in North America gives you a bit of an advantage of other people as well. So is that how you move the whole business forward?
Yeah, so Steve, it's really a game of scale. We do know that there's demand for a product such as this. So we didn't get into what my background was, but I spent 20 years as a traditional portfolio manager and an analyst up here in Canada. So I have been a steward of capital. It would be next to impossible for me to make an allocation decision for my portfolio or my client portfolios into DeFi. It's cumbersome, it's complex, the user experience is quite poor. There is no tool like the one Liquid Meta is building in order for my former self to allocate capital into this new emerging ecosystem. And that's where Liquid Meta is looking to provide to the investor. Traditional capital is the vast majority of the capital in the world. It's a multi-trillion dollar marketplace. So the total addressable market, it's there. And Liquid Meta is just looking to provide a product to a sliver of that capital. So it's a scale game. We know that the demand is there, and we know that the growth is robust. So that's how we grow the business. We believe that the product will cater to small and large family office, potentially hedge fund customers, high net worth, and maybe one day sovereign wealth funds and pension funds.
Man, it makes a lot of sense. Jonathan, thank you so much. It's fascinating business. And as you say, it's sort of bridging the gaps in the worlds of finance, because there are quite a few of them, especially if, as you mentioned earlier, for the unbanked as well. So thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thank you very much for your time.
There's Jonathan Weisblatt. He is the CEO of Liquid Meta Capital Holdings.